Back then, two pilgrims progress. Now, they had met some interesting characters, three of them, but there was one who was like the main leader of this threesome group. Anybody remember his name? Mr. Timothy?
Mr. Love Gain.
He was one of them. He was one of them. Money Gain. Yes. Mr. Crafty. Mr. Crafty. And he had another friend, Mr. Save All. And these people, well, they would go with religion as long as it didn't bring them any trouble. Long as it didn't bring any trouble. If the wind was blowing in the way of the Christian faith, for instance, well, they were there for it. But as soon as there was any trouble came their way, and this was going to introduce some complexity into their life and some distresses, that's enough. We will go so far, but no further than that. We will be where it is popular. And so Christian and Hopeful had really spoken quite sharply to them. Crafty had gone back and brought his friends with him. And there they were. But they left them behind, carried on. And they had found themselves a little bit of ease for a while. But there's a hill, isn't there, called Lucca, which I think is where we left them last time. And near it is a silver mine. And they find somebody there who's appealing. Say, oh, come over here. Come and look at what we have here. Oh, come. And Hopeful, actually, for a moment, go, oh, I think we'll go and have a look at this. Do you know the name of the person? Begins with D. You can find him in 2 Timothy, actually. He loved this present world. He did. Crescens there. He was another one who drifted away. And Titus, at that point, was in Dalmatia, wasn't he? Crescens had gone to Galatia. Well, who is this, then?
Damas
it is. Damas it is. There he is. Character there from Scripture, and Bunyan places him right there as somebody who's loving this present. Well, the money. Oh, the money, this silver mine there that he's got, and he's enjoying this wealth. Oh, it won't do you any harm, he says. I can enjoy all this, and I'm on the right road too. And Hopeful wondered, oh, we could have a little look here, couldn't we? But Christian knows about this. Oh, this will wreck us. This will bring our witness to an end. We won't make any further journey towards the celestial city if we go and look in here. Danger, danger. And Hopeful wakes up at that point and thinks, oh, I think you're right. I think you're right. And they wonder, I wonder when Crafty and his friends, when they get there, what they will do. And what do you think they do when they get there? What do you think they do? Damas is saying, come here, come and see what I've got here. What do you think that Crafty and his friends do? What do you think, Molly? They go and look. Do you think it ends happily for them when they go and look? There we are. James. No, it doesn't at all. There's the mine, and they disappear from view. Now, whether it is there that they fell down the mine, and whether they got poisoned by the gas, we don't know at all, but they were wrecked by it. Just as Christian had warned Hopeful will be the case. So that's the end of them. And their love of gain and their wanting all, their save all, everybody's all right. And Crafty with his, oh, we can have the world and we can have the Christian faith, no problem. He thought, oh, money, we can do both. Well, you can't do both. If you love this present world, that all your stock is invested there and you think everything, it's all here and I'm going to enjoy all of this and have all of this and I can have the Christian faith, forget it. Not so. You've got to put God first. He blesses us with all kinds of good things. He may well. Opportunities there. But we've got to put God first. Otherwise, we'll be wrecked, as was Crafty and his friends. So on they go. And then they come to a beautiful valley. There's a river flowing there, water of life. And there are trees there, beautiful fruit. Oh, and they are so refreshed by this. And they spend some time there, and the path is nice and level. And, oh, they can eat the fruit, and they spend time drinking the water. What's this a foretaste of? What is this a foretaste of, do we think, Grace? Heaven. It's a foretaste of heaven. And they're enjoying this and the pleasantness of it. God does give us sometimes a wonderful sense of where we're going and a wonderful sense of everything actually is well with our soul. And we're going to reach at the last glorious home that is the true home of the Christianship. The citizenship we have is in heaven. So they enjoy this and they love this place, but they've got to go on. And then, well, the path becomes rather difficult and it's not smooth and it's a bit kind of rugged and bits in the way and rocks and stones and it's slow going and they're finding this a bit difficult. Then they see a stile, right? As you would find in a wall, go over the wall, and a meadow. And this meadow there stretched on, and the path was very smooth, looked very easy. And Christian said, oh, look, because it was looks as if it ran alongside the path where they were going. Look at this path. That's a lot easier over there. And the meadow was called Bypath Meadow, another path. There's a meadow, and this looks good, said Christian. Hopeful was not so sure. But he followed Christian, who seemed to know, oh, it's going to the celestial city. Look, it's going in the same direction, and it's not anything like as difficult and as hard-going as the path we're on. So let's go over the stile here, into that meadow, follow that smoother path. They do. And ahead of them, there is somebody walking along. I think we'll follow him, and his name is Self-Confidence. Self-Confidence. Is this good news, do you think? Is this good news? Following somebody called self-confidence. Putting it in sort of modern terms there. Not so good, I would suggest. Not so good. Self-confidence? Should we be relying on ourselves as we travel? I hope we are, some of us at least, traveling on to glory, to heaven. No, of course not. Not ourselves, not our own sort of resources, who we are, our own gifts, our own skills. That's not going to do. That's going to end up in failure. Because we're going to end up in a ditch, if you like. Self-confidence. So they're following him. Oh, I know better than the Bible. I know better than the Bible. I understand better than God, if you will. I'm a bit wiser and just a bit sharper and a bit cleverer. And oh, disaster. Disaster. There they are, walking along this. And it begins to get dark, and suddenly all self-confidence has disappeared. And then it begins to rain. And the whole place is getting really, really wet and waterlogged, and the rain is just falling, and it's dark now. And so they think, we've made a mistake. We have made a mistake. Let's turn around and try to get back to the true path and get back in the right way. We should be going. We've taken the wrong turning here. And Hopeful says to Christian, look, you're looking a little bit sort of upset by all of this. Let me take the lead on this and I'll help here. But Christian says, no, it's down to me that we ended up here in the first place. I'll find the way out of here. Look, leave it to me. I'll try and find the way. And so there they are. But it's getting too wet now. And so they find a higher piece of ground. They're just going to think to themselves, we're going to have to wait here till the water goes and then we can find in the daylight our way. So there they are, and they fall asleep on this higher piece of ground where it was drier, and they're out the way of the water. Except this meadow belongs to somebody. We'll find out who this meadow belongs to, God willing, next week. Because this somebody looks around his meadow, and he's always interested to see who's in it. Our next hymn. 123, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds.